questions I'm ready to answer.
Mildred Frith is being interviewed as a member of the Women's Overseas Service League, San Antonio, Texas unit at San Antonio on January 13th, 2004. Ruth Stewart is interviewing, assisted by Carol Hapgood. Lily, tell us a little bit about your early life and just where you grew up and went to school.
I was born in...
Okay.
Where are we now?
Let me start over just in case. Mildred Fritz is being interviewed this morning as a member of the San Antonio unit of the Women's Overseas Service League. This is January 13th, 2004. Ruth Stewart is interviewing, assisted by Carol Hapgood. Okay, Millie, would you tell us a little bit again about your early life?
I'm born and raised in Collingswood, New Jersey, which is South Jersey, just outside of Camden. As a youngster, early on, decided I wanted to be a nurse. When the war broke out in 1941, I guess it was, that made me determined to be an Army nurse. Directly after high school, entered Hahnemann Hospital School of Nursing, a three-year program. Aspired at that time, after I became a cadet nurse, one of those. Didn't affiliate with any of the military hospitals, but stayed on and was given the position of night supervisor. I stayed at that job for 5 years, and at that point, my friend Jean Schiffman, who was also a classmate, came through and said that she was joining the Army. I said, when you get home on leave the next time, come and tell me all about it, which she did along with the paperwork. So I applied for a commission at that time, and I was sworn in on the 5th of December, 1951. In February, I left to go to Fort Sam Houston for basic officer training, aspiring to do everything that was so very, very proper. I said I'd like to be assigned to Walter Reed Army Medical General Hospital, I think it was at that time. I'm not sure if it was a medical center or not. But I thought that would be the place to learn all about Army nursing. I was assigned to a female surgical ward of all things, but shortly thereafter was reassigned and became head nurse of a neurosurgical ward. Not too long after that, I was given orders. Let's see, I stayed there about a year and a half, I guess. I was given orders to go to the Orient. Once I got there, I was assigned to the 382nd General Hospital outside of Osaka, Japan, where I was med-surg nurse, staff nurse, and there were a group of us all the same age, same kind of experiences, and we had a pretty good time learning all about the horticulture of rice for the 2 years that I was there. Didn't want to land, but was ready to get back on a plane, come home as soon as I saw the dark rooftops of Tokyo, but I was in tears when I left the country. Not knowing that I should have put in for an assignment afterwards, I was designated to go to Fort Hood, which is also in Texas. Got there and was assigned to pediatrics, the furthest thing from my mind. But it wasn't too long I became the head nurse of the pediatric ward. About a year into that, I was asked to go to the ward administration supervisor course at Fort Sam Houston, which I did, and that was an experience in itself. We had, what can we say, we had a good time, as well as we learned a lot.
What was your training there?
Ward supervision, ward administration supervision course. We were kind of penalized, we thought, afterwards, because we all had to go on Operation King Cole in the swamps of Louisiana, which we did during horrible rainfall and playing in the mud and wet tents and all that sort of thing. That was my big field experience. Following that, I went to Fitzsimmons General Hospital out in Denver, Colorado. And when I got there, the chief nurse said, "Oh, we need a nurse in the recovery room." So I went to the recovery room at that point, and one of my classmates from the Fort Sam Houston was there, and she said, "Oh, you're going to take care of the open heart surgery patient today." I said, well, I kind of gulped at that.
You got a little bit of everything in there, didn't you?
I went on to become the assistant head nurse of the recovery room and developed a program whereby I oriented and supervised the nurses that were designated to take care of the open heart surgery patients. Now, this was in the very, very early days of cardiac surgery. And nobody knew too much about what they were doing. I only knew that they had to realize what they were doing when they were taking care of these patients. While I was doing this, I was getting my bachelor's degree in nursing education from the University of Denver. The SGO thought so much of this developmental course that they sent another person from Washington to determine the value of it, and this in turn became a program which went on to become the med-surg course, because the nurses that were coming into the Army at that time did not have that much experience. At any rate, after I got my degree from Denver U, I was asked, did I want to go on to graduate school? another friend of mine said that Catholic University in Washington, D.C. had a course in cardiovascular nursing. So I applied for only it, and I was accepted. And I spent 3 semesters in a summer session getting my master's in cardiovascular nursing, cardiovascular diseases. Following that, I was sent to Germany. En route, I was promoted to major along the way. Was designated to go to the 2nd General Hospital in Landstuhl. That was an experience in itself. I became the head nurse of the unit. That was intensive care, and we were the intensive care unit for all of Europe. We used to get cases from all over Europe. And one of my additional duties while there was to be a trained nurse, so about once a month I'd take her to be on the train with the patients being evacuated to the United States. After that tour of duty, I was sent to Brooke Army Medical Center and became head nurse of the thoracic cardiovascular unit, which was also the recovery intensive care area. We did a bang-up business there. That was busy, busy, busy. And this is the time that things were developing in Vietnam. I was replaced on the ward and put into evening night supervisor by the chief nurse so that I would have additional experience in administration. And before long, I had orders to go to Vietnam. When I arrived there, I was assigned to the 24th Evacuation Hospital. And this was on Long Bend. It was a very safe area, but we worked like dogs. Initially, I was a med-surg supervisor, and then I became the assistant chief nurse of the unit.
Was this caring for combatants?
Yes, definitely. They'd air evac them in. We worked through the night trying to repair them.
What kind of facility?
It was maxillofacial and neurosurgery center. Very few medical patients per se, but a lot of extensive surgery. They used to refer to some of the big cases as career cases. They'd be in the operating room 8 and 10 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. It was, I think the saddest part about that was, and it never failed, but when I was on nights and they'd come with the choppers about 5 o'clock in the morning to evacuate the patients to Saigon, and invariably when taking the patients out to the helicopter, I'd break down in tears. I was promoted to lieutenant colonel when I left Vietnam and was assigned to Fitzsimmons again. At this point, I was told by Colonel Tracy that I knew more about intensive care than anybody else, and they wanted me to develop the med-surg course into intensive care nursing course. And this I did from January 70 to August of 74, when I left Fitzsimmons to again return to Germany, this time to the 130th Station Hospital in Heidelberg, where I was chief nurse. A very interesting assignment, to say the very least.
What was the most interesting part of it?
It's hard to say. It was kind of an isolated assignment, in as much as I had to live on the economy. There were a few others. All the other nurses were much younger than I was. So it was kind of isolated from that standpoint. That was when I got into Volks marching.
Was that your major recreation?
Yes, definitely. In January of 76, I was promoted to full colonel and was reassigned then to, Washington wanted me to go to Georgia, and I said no, I wanted to go back to Fort Sam Houston because I had a home in San Antonio, and I'd rather go back to Brooke Army Medical Center, which they did, and I said I'd stay on duty indefinitely at that point in time. I became chief of education training at BAMC, and I stayed on until I retired in September of 79.
What were the memorable parts of your career in the Army Nurse Corps?
I think it was becoming involved with cardiac surgery patients.
You were in the forefront of that, for sure.
Very much so. Fitzsimmons was the only hospital that was doing it. I have maintained at that time records of the cases, and I'm about to get all that stuff together and to take to the Army Medical Museum, the data from that. This is the days when you did cardiac surgery nursing with a stethoscope and a blood pressure cuff.
And your judgment.
and judgment. It was not all of the marvelous mechanical means and electronics that they use today. To me, that was, I guess you could say it was frontier nursing.
It was real nursing.
Definitely.
You were using your nursing rather than equipment.
And it was truly bedside nursing, which we don't see too much of today, I'm afraid.
That sounds like it was very satisfying to you.
It was. But, you know, it had its sad points, too, because there were many youngsters that just didn't make it. But that's how progress is made.
Mm-hmm. And the program that you developed in cardiovascular nursing, how did that evolve and where did it go?
Well, the initial program evolved into becoming a, first I think they called it a recovery room course so that they would know what to do with post-operative patients. And then, in as much as the nurses had such little experience when they came on active duty with their bachelor's degrees, it became a med-surg nursing care course. It was while I was, when I came back from Vietnam, that I was told to make it into an intensive care course, which I did through. We had upwards of 12 students twice a year, and I still see some of them, but many of them have retired by now, though. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting work.
And so you've had a major impact in terms of nursing and developing new areas, specifically in the Army, but of course that is often the cutting edge, if you will, of moving into civilian. When
my initial thoughts when I went on active duty was, gee, the people that are coming back that have been in the Army are getting good jobs. And I was thinking I didn't want to stay in night supervision for the rest of my life. So that's one of the reasons I went in the Army. And then I found it, to my liking, much better than anything else that I had seen. The intensive care course is still being given. I'm not sure where.
Basically the same one you developed.
I think so. Well, of course, it's made progress since then, as well as more developments have taken place.
You have to teach that equipment.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What else can I tell you?
What about your living conditions as an individual? You mentioned a little bit in Vietnam, but back in Japan, what was your living like there?
That was a cantonment-type hospital. It was two girls to a room and a community bathroom situation in one of these cantonment buildings. And if you were on night duty, you know, it was just tough. Everything was going on around you at the same time. It was a fascinating type of nursing in that we would get them directly from Korea. They would have had their wounds debrided, but we would get them for secondary closure. And there were nights when we'd get as many as 50 and 75 evacuation patients at the same time. They would all have to be seen and designated for their wards. I was into night supervision at that point, or one of the chores that I did with my med-surg rotation. With supervision there. So it didn't leave you much time to think about. You were busy all the time. And when you did have days off, you were lucky enough to be able to get into Osaka and to Kobe and Kyoto, and so we absorbed quite a bit of the Japanese culture at the time.
And then in Vietnam, you had a, you said you were rather isolated there and had a...
No, we weren't particularly isolated. Well, long been. Again, we were in semi-permanent buildings, I guess you'd say. The hospital itself was a collection of Quonset huts and these wooden tropical-type buildings that we lived in were single rooms with community bath accommodations, with maids, of course, Vietnamese maids running around. But it was tough from the standpoint that you were on 12-hour duty, virtually 6 days out of seven. Nothing to do beside that. Were you too exhausted?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go anyplace. You could go one time on R&R, but that didn't erase any of the sights that you had seen there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then after getting out of the Army Nurse Corps, you had a full how many years there? In the Army Nurse Corps,
almost 29.
29 years. That's a long career there. Was it a real challenge to you then to adjust to civilian life after that?
Perhaps it was. I've never given it much thought. I came back to my home that I had purchased back in 1964 and proceeded to update it and bring it to all the additional things that one does to a home to make them livable, so that I could retire and at ease and not have to do too much work on the outside. I spent a lot of time gardening. I became quite an active gardener, and then considerable amount of traveling as well.
Did you continue your Volksmarching?
I did until my knees gave out on me, and so I slacked off on that.
Mm-hmm. Did you join any military or veterans organizations other than WSL?
I belong to the Retired Army Nurse Corps Association, which is now no longer considered retired. It's Army Nurse Corps Association. I joined Military Order of World War II, but I've never attended a meeting. TROA.
What was it?
TROA. That's got a different name now, too, the Retired Officer Association. That's it.
And of your memories of your entire career, are there any that stand out especially as being very important to you, or even humorous events that came up?
You know, it seems that all of my life has involved cardiac surgery, nursing, and intensive care. So I've gotten completely away from hospitals at this point, other than the volunteer work I do on Friday mornings at Brooke Army Medical Center.
What do you do as a volunteer?
I sit at the information desk and tell people how to get to the different clinics and listen to their sad stories.
Well, probably that latter part is the most important part. You're still a nurse.
I commiserate, yes.
Yeah, okay. Did your career through two wars and caring for combatants affect your view of war in any way?
I don't think it has. I don't know what I would have done if I'd have been a civilian. I would probably have been in a very deep rut back in Philadelphia, and not enjoyed life near as much as I have since then. You got that itchy foot as a youngster. I can remember as a student nurse, going to the post office in John Wanamaker's, and they'd have all these positions open overseas for nurses and other personnel. And I think, gee, wouldn't it be fun to sign up to go to some of those countries? So joining the Army took care of all that.
So it's been an interesting and full life for you as an Army nurse.
I think it has.
Thank you very, very much, Millie.